Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Second, third.
The amendments, it's a fluid thing. You can change it anytime you want.
That's true.
We have some VIP guests in the studio today.
And we have an echo.
And we have an echo, which means we're probably going to be starting again.
We'll figure it out. Go ahead.
So we have Thomas Viso and Ricky Landell from Fundraiser Wrestling. Or when I was a kid growing up in Newark, we said wrestling. What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
How are you?
Good. I wanted these guys back on a show for a follow-up, and conveniently they have another wrestling event coming up, but we supported them with their fundraiser wrestling event for Bill Furon, and the other gentleman's name was?
Adam Benny.
And let me tell you something. I brought my girlfriend, and half my staff went with their kids. You guys did a phenomenal job.
Thanks.
I haven't been to a wrestling match in 20 years, and I haven't watched it in a long time, but you guys produced it. You had the antagonist in the audience, and you know, the whole buildup was just phenomenal, and it was outside. It was a beautiful night. The gods definitely looked upon us that night.
It just worked out.
Yes, and I want to tell you, everybody here listening, if you have kids, and we're going to talk about their upcoming event, it was $10 a ticket. And we sat outside, and these guys put on a ton of matches, people landing in the audience. The wrestlers were coming out, you know, pre-show and in between the show. And I got caught up in the whole thing. It was great. And we were talking later on, myself and my whole staff, we were thoroughly impressed by you guys. I have to tell you that. I know you've done this professionally, and you do this now from the fundraising standpoint locally. You guys kicked ass.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate you
coming.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You. Well, I would come to the October 15th, but unfortunately, I'll be in China. But otherwise, I'll be there for the next
one. That's not a real excuse.
I know. I hate that. Gun for Hire is one of the sponsors at the next event. And tell us about the event right now. Tell us how to find out, how to get involved, who it's for, the whole deal. Let's go, guys. I'm going to take a break.
Go ahead, Tom.
So the October 17th event is at Bering Community College. One of the guys who supports us all the time, a fan of ours, Mike Eccles, is a Marine veteran, and he approached us. They started a committee there to start a student emergency fund for the veterans at the college. Unfortunately, a veteran approached them last year and was unable to pay his rent, so he had to make a choice between coming back to school after serving.
That's horrible.
Or paying his rent. Ugh.
The reason for that is he comes back. He gets deployed, he comes back, the GI money doesn't kick in quick enough, so he's really got to make a decision between going to school and living, you know, paying bills.
Is that horrible?
It should never happen.
Yes, it's unfortunate.
So this committee, you know, they vowed that would never happen again. They're going to take care of their own, and they approached us because Mike comes to the shows and asked if we would do this fundraiser for them. You know, I said, absolutely, man, you know, but for the veterans, anything.
Now, what's the date?
October 17th, so not this Saturday, the following Saturday.
So it's October 17th at Bergen Community College. How can people find out about it?
Fundraiserwrestling.com.
How easy is that? And tickets are how much?
Tickets are $10 general admission, $15 ringside.
And if you don't want to attend and you want to support our vets, go online and buy some tickets.
That's it.
Yeah, you let us know. If you want to donate them, you just let us know. Their donation tickets, we'll make sure they go to somebody.
Last time we donated and you had kids there, needy kids there. The whole bit. And so who's on the card? I saw your tag team event, which was phenomenal. You guys are a pisser. You look good with a boa, by the way, Tom.
Thanks for getting up and dancing with me,
don't
by the way,
it.
Anthony.
Don't mention it. I don't mind.
we got a bunch of great guys. We got Tommy Dreamer coming back, ECW, WWE guy. Steve Carino, former ECW world champion. The FBI is going to be back, the full-blooded Italians, the ECW guys.
They're a pisser.
We got a great local up-and-coming star, Rhett Titus, who's in Ring of Honor right now. And then a lot of the great local guys that you saw on the show the last time.
How about Richie Rotten?
Richie Rotten will be there. I don't think he's going to be wrestling,
though.
His
back, right?
Yeah, his elbow.
His elbow?
Yeah.
Now, you're going to have the food concession set up as well?
Food concession set up.
Guys, it was like popcorn was like $3. Yeah. Hot dogs were like $2. I mean, this is you're not going to get like raked over the coals at this event. This is an event where you can take four kids, buy your tickets, and buy, you know, they had inflatable clubs and all kinds of stuff. And you can get food and popcorn and dogs and ice cream for everybody. And you're talking about $20, $25 a person. You know, if you were to go to a wrestling match at the Continental Arena, you're looking at about $225 a person.
Easily.
And this was so intimate, you know, because even if you sat in the 10th row, you were only 10th row from ringside.
Yep.
And the guys walked through the audience. I mean, you guys, the lighting production, the sound production, this is not the Little Rascals throwing a wrestling match up in the backyard. If, you know, I just dated myself. Half our listeners are going, who the hell are they? But this is really cool. And if you bring your kids, and it's good for every age group. I mean, I'm talking 2 years old and up will be able to comprehend and enjoy it. You know, obviously infants, it's just going to be a pain in the neck, you know, holding a baby there, but they're welcome as well.
Absolutely.
But I mean, it's for our veterans. It's at Bergen Community College. Now, where is BCC? What town?
It's in Paramus.
It's in Paramus.
It's right off of Paramus Road, or right off of 17. You get on Century Road, you're right there.
So close to the mall.
Very close.
Yeah, very close.
Okay. So, and everybody knows where the malls are in Bergen County. So, and what time does it start?
7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30. And you know, we have a lot of veterans coming. We even have veteran organizations coming. We have Hope for Veterans coming, which is an organization that helps place veterans into living situations and gets them jobs and all this other stuff. So it's kind of a big event because it's not only the wrestling event to raise money, but it's also let these veterans know there are other avenues out there for help for them.
So you guys are very lucky. Ricky, you've done this professionally for a while. You're retired now. You do it basically as a hobby. And Tom, you do it as a hobby.
Right.
So you've gotten to take something that you're very passionate about and link it to fundraising opportunities so you guys can have fun and raise money for good causes. But again, not like it's not stressful. I'm sure you were stressed out the night before and you were stressed out the day of the event.
It's nothing to pull off an event.
You know,
it's nothing.
It's easy.
Yeah, it just flies. Everything goes by
itself. Making sure all the moving parts are still moving.
So for our listeners out there, it's fundraiserwrestling.com. You have a Facebook page?
Fundraiserwrestling.com. Fundraiser Wrestling on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram at Fundraiser Wrestling. Twitter at Fund Wrestling.
So not only can you buy tickets and go, buy tickets and donate them and not go, you can also be a sponsor. You can also make donations of products or services. You can go on fundraiserwrestling.com and you can offer these guys whatever you want. Well, you offered, there was a sponsorship last time for like $200 or $250.
Yeah, we have a couple different levels. We have $150 and a $250 sponsorship, and you get different things with each level.
So I'm one of their big sponsors for this event, and I'll tell you why I'm so passionate with these guys. We had a fundraiser September 29th for my instructor, Bill Fearon, who has brain cancer, and these guys bought a whole table for our beefsteak. And you had a nice table full and you had a lot of fun?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's great.
We're going to talk about that when we come back, and we're going to talk about fundraiserwrestling.com when we come back.
For 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Nappin, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at LipstickBodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic, conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you or anyone you know lives within 30 miles of Dr. Eric, please support him by using his services. If not, please let other people know through social media at WaldorfChiropractic.com or Waldorf Chiropractic on Facebook.
We need that. We need a chiropractor.
You need a chiropractor. We all do.
I know a lot of wrestlers who would love to have those services.
Richie Rotten was talking to me. He says you only have to get thrown onto the mat on your back two times to decide whether it's for you or not.
Yeah, Absolutely.
That's what he said. Because, you know, when you're so close, you can hear the slam. So we had a fundraiser for Bill Fiorone. We had 400 people at the Brownstone for a beefsteak, and we raised a ton of money for Bill and his family. And these gentlemen reciprocated. They bought a table of 10.
Yep.
They bought 50-50s. Did you guys win anything? Did your table win anything?
Didn't win anything.
Yeah,
no.
This was the first fundraiser I went to where there was stuff I wanted to bid on,
right,
but I couldn't because it would look like a fix, you know?
I put all my money into the bin for the garage door opener.
Did you really?
Yeah,
you
needed
that?
A new one.
Bummer. We had so many people donate. And again, those people who supported the Fearon event, these guys supported us. They had a table of 10 there. They stacked their bread up into the letter F and W for fundraiser wrestling. I know. I saw the Facebook post of it. So we try to keep everything in the family. I mean, Ricky's a member of the range here. He comes here to shoot. So we're all in the same family, and this is for vets. And these guys, you know, they front out thousands of dollars like we did for the Fearon dinner, and then they're hoping to turn a profit and take that profit, and they're giving it to the vets. They're not; these guys aren't getting rich at this. They have day jobs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It costs.
This is not
it
our
costs thousands
main job.
And thousands of dollars thousands to pull one dollars. Of these off.
Yep. Correct.
Yeah. It's not a cheap event.
I mean, don't get me wrong; they get to have fun. I seen your freaking faces, you know, when you're in the ring that day.
It is a good time.
Yeah, but it's stressful. We all know it's stressful planning an event and running an event. So this is October 17th, Bergen Community College. In Paramus. Doors open at 6:30. Go in at 7. So you have two tiers of tickets on this one, $15 and $10. Did you hear the prices? Now, you could donate $100 worth of tickets, and they'll find needy people to attend that event.
Absolutely.
If you own a product, service, or business, donate $150, $250 and become one of the sponsors. Get into the program. Go to the event and look at the faces on the people there. If I wasn't in China, I'd be going. The next event, I'll be involved in that one too as well.
Yeah, as a sponsor, you get a lot of stuff. And, you know, you're connecting to a new audience especially.
What do you get as a sponsor?
So for $250, you're getting, you're in the program. You're on the website. You get 4 general admission tickets to the event.
Banner.
You get a banner. If you have a banner, you can come and hang it up. If you would like a table at the event, we set you up with a table so you can pass out information.
For $250.
For $250.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
No.
Especially if you've got a local business, because
exactly.
All you have is local people coming.
That's it. You know, we try to keep it in the community, which is why we do it for local community organizations.
There was not one stick in the mud. And how many people were at the Lodi event?
We had a little over 400.
Wow.
It was good. Wow. I'm telling you, it was really good. Sitting outside under the stars and folding chairs.
Because you had to move the venue.
We had to move the venue. We outgrew the venue we were going to do.
And the fire marshal told us we couldn't put any more people in the building.
Yeah.
But these guys had a professional lighting and sound system. Mm-hmm. It's not rinky dink. It was good, you know. And all of their guys are in character and in costume. I'm telling you, like, Matt had his 3 kids there. Richie had his daughter there. And I kept looking, and the kids were freaking mesmerized.
our goal is to make sure that you know who's the good guy, you know who's the bad guy, you know who to cheer for, you know who to boo, and you know all our guys are great at doing that.
That's fantastic.
So it's Saturday, October 17th. Anybody that wants to get involved, fundraiserwrestling.com. I'm going to be posting something on Facebook today from these guys to get everybody involved. When's
and,
go ahead.
All of our tickets that are donated, first they're being made available to the veterans so they don't have to pay to come to the event.
Great.
So we already have about 150 tickets donated that we've made available to the veterans. So if there's any veterans listening to this, please get in touch with us for tickets for you and your family. And so, we have more tickets coming in.
So it looks like they could use some money donations, you cheap bastards that are listening to the show. You know, so contact them and send them a check or drop a line, and they'll put you in the program, and they'll put you in advertising, and they'll put you on their Facebook page, and you know, you just show people how giving you are. We got to give you a membership or something too to raffle off while you're here today.
Sure.
Usually, I mean, I'm a platinum sponsor or whatever, but last time we donated you raffled off a basket or something.
Yeah, it did great.
A membership, right?
Yep.
And
somebody
won it, and they approached me in a parking lot, and they were like, "We shoot at your place. We're so happy we won it." You know, so it was great for my business. You know,
yeah.
We had a bunch of seats. These guys reserved the seats up front because we were sponsors. You know, so you're like VIP there.
Right.
The popcorn was killer, by the way.
Okay.
I may have had a couple, 3 or 4 bags. You know, it's salty. You got
to
keep eating
it.
You can't stop.
It's made for
but
that.
Now, is Bergen Community College, is this indoor?
It's indoor.
Because the weather starts. So it doesn't matter what the weather is.
Nope.
This next Saturday coming up, October 17th, everybody should be there, fundraiserwrestling.com. What else do you guys have to add?
Just come out, support, send the sponsorship if you can't make it to the show.
Yeah, if you've
tickets.
Got a local business, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah,
it was
you know,
a
if
lot
you're
of
anywhere
fun.
In the Paramus area, anywhere in the Bergen County area.
Yeah, it's for the veterans, so it's really, you know, something, you know, near and dear to us that, you know, we can, I'm a Bergen Community alumni, so, you know, it's something that I'm glad we could give back and help out these guys and help out this great organization. They're setting up a scholarship fund and the emergency fund so that these guys don't have to worry. These men and women
it's
who
so
come
sad.
Back from deployment.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about, you know, whether to put food on the table or go to school and further
right.
their education.
Well, it's horrendous, Ricky, the way we treat our vets in this country.
It's shocking,
it's
really. I mean,
yeah.
Here especially, we should should never happen.
Uh-huh. Right.
But every donation, every sponsorship really helps us to be able to continue to not only just for this event, but for any event we're doing.
Right.
Without our sponsors, we can't put these shows on. So,
like
you said, bringing out families, bringing out kids. Kids have a blast. They were jumping around in the ring at the very end of the show.
Yes, the whole ring filled up with people.
Right.
I may have danced with Tom.
You can go onto the Facebook page. There's tons of pictures of everybody just having a blast. So.
And are you guys having an after party again?
Yeah, we'll be at Blackjack Mulligan's.
I went early to Blackjack Mulligan's. I had to get up early the next morning. Kelly and I were going somewhere, but we ate at Blackjack Mulligan's, and the food is killer there. And it's in Lodi as well? Is that Lodi?
That's in Garfield.
It's right on the border.
It's right on the border.
So afterwards, everybody goes to Blackjack Mulligan's. They fill the place up, and the food was really good. And the wait staff, everybody was helpful. The owner, what's
Mark.
The owner? Mark came over, thanked me. He didn't want to charge me. You know, I'm like, no, because I was one of the sponsors with him. I'm like, no, I'm paying.
Right.
You know, I'll never come back.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I mean, that just shows people's...
Sure.
You know,
get involved
will
with this
to
because
give
of, right.
and get involved.
They help out Mark, Blackjack Mulligan's, the entire staff helps us out greatly
great.
With all these events that we're doing. So
that's great.
And you can come out and meet the wrestlers too. I mean, a lot of the wrestlers go to the bar or restaurant right after.
Oh, that's kind of cool too.
Yeah.
So you
get to interact on a more of a human level.
Kids can get autographs signed and
absolutely.
Sort of,
and for the kids, if you're bringing your kids and you do want to come back, it is a bar restaurant, so the kids can come in and you can come in and still meet the wrestlers there.
Yeah. Kelly and I sat in the restaurant in the back. For many people, walking into a ring the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have 3 times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit.
Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward at a firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. Ron Sousa has let the ladies have their Christmas party there from the Saw Group.
Well, not like he had a choice.
Yes. Also, Ron Sousa, it's Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. For as little as $58 a month, you can have a professional presence. Every day I do a pro-gun thing at the local barista bar, and you freaking losers that are running your businesses every morning with your laptops, your iPads, your ties, and your mochaccino frappuccino with the goat latte milk or whatever. Come on, guys and girls. $58 a month. Get That's a professional right, yeah. environment.
Get out of the
How
Starbucks.
Can I take anybody serious that's in a freaking Starbucks? Thank you, Ron, for your support. Listen. Ron Sousa posted yesterday, Ben Carson was being interviewed. They talked to him about mass shootings and stuff. He said that we should rush the bum. Somebody, I remember, coined the phrase rush the nut about 3 or 4 years ago, right? During the Colorado shooting.
That's right.
And Sousa says that Ben Carson must listen to Gun for Hire Radio. But it is true. When you have an active shooter, turn and rush the nut. We've talked about this a million times. Yep. And we're going to get into that a little later with learning. The reason we did two segments with Fundraiser Wrestling is because these guys are near and dear to my heart. Not only are they Second Amendment advocates, not only did they support our Fearon event, not only did they do an event for Bill Fearon out of the kindness of their heart, they're just good guys. And that's why I put them on and I plugged them, because I made a donation. I'm a sponsor. They do a great thing. The next one they have, if I'm in town, I'm going to it, and I'm going to bring an entourage with me, because I got to tell you, I had a pisser. I really did.
And it's a purely great cause. Every one they do is for a very good cause. It's not to raise, it's not to earn money. It's not to make money. It's for a really good cause.
Now, if you want to talk about a good cause, John Willett kicked ass.
Oh, knocked it out of the park.
Okay. The NJ Safe Conference, October 3rd, down at Cumberland County College in Vineland, was a complete success.
Absolutely.
And there's naysayers out there. And then naysayers out there, F you, okay? You know, people say we're drinking the Kool-Aid or whatever. That's a bunch of bullshit. When we have this in North Jersey next year, we're going to have 2,000 people. This, listen, we know New Jersey sucks, but this was our own gun rights policy conference, okay?
Right.
We had, from 10 o'clock until 6 o'clock at night, we had speakers and panels and volunteers.
Seminar after seminar after seminar.
You want to talk about seminars? How about this? Welcome by John Willett, Volunteerism by CNJFO. Building a Passion for the Shooting Sports from Officer Nicoletti from RTSP. Firearm Safety by Gary Allison. Hang Fire Squiblo, Alexander Rubian spoke. Building the Two-Way Community panel discussion with Ainsley Reynolds, Tony Simon, Aris Danielis, Keith Pantaleone, Shanine Allen, all right? Firearm storage outside
all
your home.
All victims of the New Jersey gun laws.
Correct. FSS. Situational Awareness, RTSP. Women and Guns, Aris Daniela. A Break, The Future of Gun Rights by Dan Schmutter. Gun Safety and Firearms for Home Defense, Calandro. Targets of New Jersey Gun Laws panel discussion, Evan Knappen, Scott Bach. Everybody was there,
yep,
walking around. And then John Willett obviously was there. We did the Gun for Hire radio show with John Willett. We had CNJFO. We had Gun for Hire had a booth there. Rubian was there. Bullet Hole had a booth there. RTSP had a booth, and they had a simulator there that was running all day for free
day
that you
long.
Got
yeah,
to shoot. They
cool.
did a great job. Schmutter spoke. New Jersey Concealment Furniture. Dan Ingram had a conflict. He donated for the door prize. He donated one of those flag holder safes. FSS had a booth. The New Jersey Personal Defense Academy made a donation. Gun for Hire, Henry Repeating Arms, The Bullet Hole. NRA had a booth there. ILA was there, and our ILA rep, Darren Goins, was there.
Wow.
All day for the show. I mean, this is the shit. I mean, Garden State Shooting Center had a booth next to me. Coalition of New Jersey Firearms Owners was there. ANJRPC, Bob's Little Sport Shop, Red Dot Firearms, Tetra Gun Cleaning, Beacon Brass was there. Guys and girls, yeah, when we talk about this one next year, you have to get involved. If you have a two-way product or service, you should have a booth there, because next time we're going to have 2,000 people, I'm telling you. The
there, there are 2,000 gun shops in the state of New Jersey.
Correct.
So, I mean, if everybody was
why
there,
weren't
just,
the clubs
why
there?
Weren't they there?
Why,
were, yeah,
why
exactly,
wasn't Central
right.
Jersey? Yeah. Why wasn't
right.
Old Bridge there?
Right.
And
two of the
on
biggest
and
clubs
and
in the country.
Why didn't they have
the,
a booth
the
there?
You're right. Exactly.
I don't understand
or representative,
it.
Or they weren't even represented.
I don't understand it.
Well,
all of these shotgun ranges should
right.
have been represented.
Damn right,
all right,
but they're not.
And John reached out to all of these people, and to be honest, in the background, I strong-armed a lot of these people. I offered validity because it was the first time. I was the one that said, listen, I'm going to be there, and I think you should be involved. And
but the ones who did participate
on.
All said it was the best thing they ever did.
Yes. Now, granted, it was far. It was 2 hours from northern New Jersey. Of course, we had a Category 5 drizzle that day. But I'll tell you what, it was extremely successful.
It was 20
organized.
Minutes from Philadelphia.
Willett and Josh Sager did a beautiful job
absolutely.
Organizing it.
Yes.
We had badges for everybody. There were shirts
yep.
and hats for sale. Giveaways. People were donating stuff, and you walked table to table, and then the conferences were going on all day. There was food carts set up, so you didn't have to leave the venue.
Right.
It was phenomenal.
And it was a great venue, too.
It was phenomenal. I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank the sponsors. I want to thank the speakers. I want to thank the attendees, everybody. Well, John and I, he's bouncing some dates around for next year. We're looking for locations. Rick from RTSP knows someone in a hotel group. They're looking for a location as well, so maybe we can get a good deal. Was the layout perfect? It was
layout
perfect.
It was absolutely perfect.
So
and the venue was wonderful. I mean, it was clean. It was easy parking. Everything was just really
correct.
Nice.
So I mean, totally blown away. So now getting back into normal stuff. Harpo Cuomo in New York says that since the Oregon shooting, Obama, the government should be shut down until they pass sensible gun control laws.
Sensible? Oh, all right.
Sensible.
So let's repeal some of the crap that we have to deal with.
Okay. And Hillary, her new campaign platform is gun control. She's going to use executive orders and executive actions to implement stronger gun control. And one of the things is she's going to allow victims and victims' families to sue gun manufacturers.
Oh, how many times are we going to go down this road?
The Supreme Court already ruled against it. So a drunk driver kills someone, we
right.
sue Ford,
right.
the dealership, Michelin Tire,
right, of course.
Alcoa Steel,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera. We sue all those people, but not the driver, I guess?
No. And that's we talk about it over and over and over again. And, we dealt with it this week in the this week's Second Amendment Minute, too, is the fact that all we do is go backwards. We go ass backwards with this stuff over and over again. And why do we do it? Because we are too polite on our side of the table.
Correct. Correct. And this kid in Oregon who killed the 9 people whose name we're not going to say.
The father comes out.
Yep. Go ahead.
The father comes out and says, I can't understand how my kid got access to 13 firearms.
Yeah.
And the problem is, here you have a foreigner speaking about American policy again, yet again, and you really can't even blame this guy because he grew up in a country that demonizes guns constantly, confiscated guns, isn't familiar with firearms, and forget the fact that his kid is a psychopathic killer.
Of course.
You know, where were you, Dad, when all this was happening? Where were you when your son became a Satan worshiper? Where were you when he was out there? You know, the media, I can't even go on.
You're pissed off. The mother, too. This is another one. The kid had Asperger's disease, just like the Newtown kid had. And the mother encouraged guns and shooting. She had guns all over the house. The kid had a ton of guns.
In Newtown, but
the same thing in Oregon. They had 13 guns in the house. He brought six with him, and there were seven more left in the house. The father had not much contact with the boy,
right.
But the father says we need stricter gun control laws.
Of course,
Your kid is a freaking fruitcake,
right?
Okay,
right.
And this is what we're addressing here. So I'm really pissed off, but everybody's jumping on it. Now, Obama this morning says he's going to use executive order for more gun control.
Right. And everybody who said, you know, it's kind of funny because I know he's going to be listening today, but Marty, the vegan pilot.
Marty was at the...
He was.
In Cumberland County,
right,
by the
and
way.
He came up, and I invited him on the show because I would really love to get the perspective of someone who's voted for Obama twice, lives on the Upper East Side. And after Marty introduced himself... He unfortunately can't, you know, come on the show because he's involved in a restaurant venture right now. But, you know, the interesting part I find is that for the next 15 to 20 minutes, all Marty did was complain about the firearms laws in the state of New York and the city of Manhattan where he lives, not realizing that he voted for all of this.
Oh, Marty, you guys are going to have to handle that yourself, okay?
You know, I would love to have as many Obama supporters who say that he's never done anything for gun control. Well, guess what? It's about to come square up your behind.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. So, you know, our conference that John masterminded and I helped out, and him and Josh Sager did a ton of work. I also want to thank Matt. Matt did a ton of work as well. Was a big success. And, you know, we had Hisham Hamed on the show to show diversity. He's Muslim. And he wrote, "Hey, Aunt, it's Hisham. Just wanted to say thanks for having me on. I have many friends that are politicians, activists, etc. One of them was invited to be interviewed on Fox News twice. Both times in the pre-interview, they tried to steer him into a direction with leading questions to corner him with impossible questions. He pulled out on both occasions. So kudos. Great job. You will inevitably receive hate mail and death threats for having a Muslim on your show."
Whoever does that.
Not yet.
We haven't gotten anything. And it just shows the quality of the people who listen to the show. And our audience, we say it over and over and over again, our audience is probably one of the finest radio audiences in the country because they're responsible gun owners. And that's how gun owners are.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now.
Time and memories, the two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, PhiladelphiaFirearmsTraining.com, Jose Morales, PhillyGunTraining.com, actually. Jose has expanded his facilities. He's right in Philly proper, right across from the police department where you go and get your paperwork. Jose is a great Second Amendment advocate. He's a refuse to be a victim instructor. He's a civilian mace instructor, NRA training counselor. He has Lipstick Bodyguard and a bunch of shirts and swag in stock. He's right next door to a gun range, so any classes, anything that you may need, all you have to do is check it out at phillyguntraining.com. How is that? I done did good?
You done did good.
Now, next week I won't be here, but Evan Knappen will be on the show, and special guest Keith Pantaleone will be on the show.
Yep. And if you Evan's going to co-host the show.
Yes, if you didn't send your questions in for Knappen, tough shit, because we already got a ton of them that people sent in. So I did the...
You got about four hours.
Yeah, I did the show set up already, so save it for the next time Knappen's on the show, which I think will be in the spring. Knappen will be here for his gun law seminar Friday, October 16th.
Sold out.
No, we have two more slots, actually. Yeah, we have two more slots. We had a father and son that had a conflict of interest. So if anybody's interested, go to the Gun for Hire website and check it out. You know, we're also having a Frankie Rita is having a cupcake sale here October 24th from 12 to 4. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and she's going to be raising money for that. And she's making some Halloween-themed cupcakes, and I named them.
Did you?
And, yeah, there's going to be three cupcakes, and one of them is going to be the 300 Blackout.
Okay.
Which is a caliber, but it's going to be a Blackout cupcake.
What is it going to be?
It's pretty much Death by Chocolate.
Oh, wow.
The next one is going to be Shoot an Apple Off My Head cupcake. Which is going to be like a caramel apple.
When I saw that in the show prep, I thought it was like some sort of a new thing that you do with the 50-yard range. I'm like, shit, I'm down for that.
And for you pumpkin spice maniacs, there's going to be one I named Pumpkin Explosion.
Nice.
I also coerced her. I believe she's going to have mini cupcakes for our dogs for sale
as well.
Yes. Wow. And so 300 Blackout, Shoot an Apple Off My Head, and Pumpkin Explosion, Saturday, October 24th from 12 to 4. By the way, I told you the Cub Scouts in Woodland Park broke a record with their popcorn sale, which we also broke a record when the Girl Scouts were here selling the Girl Scout cookies. I just want to thank everybody. And you know, I go to a new gym, and I'm in a gym, and a woman comes up to me, and she goes, "You're Anthony from Gun for Hire?" I said, "Yes." She goes, "Let me tell you something. You're doing a wonderful job." I said, "What do you mean my weight loss?" She goes, "Well, that too." She goes, "But what you do for the community, you're doing a wonderful job." She says, "I went in and bought popcorn, and I've never been in a gun range before, and it wasn't what I expected."
Wow.
And I said, "Did you shoot?" She goes, "No, I'm really not ready for that." She goes, "But I wanted to support the scouts." She goes, "But I really appreciate what you're doing." So I said, "Thank you." So last night, I go to Petco to buy some stuff for Winston because Jimmy and Rob are going to be watching them while I'm away. And a woman comes up to me and says, with her son, 15-year-old boy, and she says, "Who do I see about making an appointment for pet grooming?" I said, "I don't know, ma'am. I don't work here." So she looks at my shirt. She goes, "So do you work for Gun for Hire?" I said, "Well, I own Gun for Hire." She goes, "I just won a gold membership from the Woodland Park Volunteer Fire Department in a tricky tray." I said, "Beautiful." I said, "Yeah, we just donated that 2 weeks ago for the fundraiser." She goes, "Thank you." She goes, "My brother-in-law is a cop. I'm going to give it to him for Christmas." And she says, "I've lived in this town since I'm 4 years old." She says, "You're the best thing that ever happened to this town." I said, "What do you mean by that?" She goes, "Everywhere I go, everywhere I turn, everything I read, you're donating something, you're doing something for the community." She goes, "We don't have anybody like that in our town." She says, "I just want to thank you." Her name was Maria, by the way. Her son was Sean. She says, "I just want to thank you for that." So I'm like, "Do you want to come? You should come and shoot and check the place." She goes, "Well, I'm really not into guns." So her son is like, "You're 8 years old enough to shoot." I said, "You've been on my website, right?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "How old are you?" I said, 15. So I said to her, "Why don't you guys come in?" She goes, "Well, I would have him come with his father." I said, "Well, why don't you tell Dad to bring him in, start him with a .22 rifle, it's a safe environment." I said, "Why don't you come in? You can hang out in the cafe or whatever." She goes, "Well, maybe I'll do that." I said, "Keep the gold membership." I said, "But let me know when you're coming in, and I want you to see what our environment is." But it's so nice.
What's cool
to be approached like that
is to watch what happened from the time that you first started plans and the amount of pushback you got from the town fathers to now where citizens of, because Woodland Park, you know, throughout the country, this would be considered a city, but it's really a small town. in New Jersey.
Correct.
You know, what? How?
It's
what,
about 12,000 people.
About 12,000 people, yeah. Which is a small town in New Jersey. But it's amazing how much community support you guys have. But you really do a lot.
We try to, you know, I tell people I don't do shotgun advertising. I do sharpshooter rifle advertising.
Yeah, highly targeted.
You know,
stuff.
And I try to keep everything local in the community. Yeah. When the fire department, the EMTs, you know, anybody comes and they want something, I want to be a part of the community. We set up booths. We donate stuff. Whatever it is we have to do. Because we're constantly breaking the stereotype that for 40 or 50 mm-hmm. years, the media and the progressives have portrayed us all. I don't want to be disparaging, but we're all fat, camo-wearing, suspender, summer teeth. Rednecks.
Gun freaks. Trigger-happy gun freaks.
And,
yeah.
And the woman that came in for the popcorn sale from my gym, you know, totally turned her. She's almost ready to come in and shoot. And this woman, Maria, I met in Petco with her son, you know, her interpretation of my, you know, philanthropic ventures and everything is a beautiful, beautiful thing, you know. And a year ago, I was forced out of my residence, and I had to move into a hotel, and I've been in a hotel for a year, and hopefully in a couple of months, I'll be off a mortgage or whatever, and I'll be able to buy something. I'm going to buy something in the town of Woodland Park because, A, I want to be really close to my business mm-hmm. that's open 90 hours a week. But
it's a cool little town.
But, B, I really enjoy the town. You know, I really enjoy the town and the people in the town. It's 15 minutes from everywhere in northern New Jersey, and everybody's been good to me. Again, it was a rocky road in the beginning. I had to win them over because I had to fight 40 or 50 years of stereotypes.
Yes, absolutely.
And now it's different, you know, and I have people approach me in a gym. I've been to your place. I love your place. In restaurants, everywhere we go, people, you know, I'm sitting with Kelly in a barbecue joint, and this guy and girl are looking at me, and I'm like, oh, here we go, you know.
Yeah.
And the guy gets up and comes over and goes, are you Anthony? I said, yeah. He goes, I just want to thank you. He goes, my wife and I, we love your place, and we go all the time, and we listen to your show, and, you know, thank you for everything you do, and thank you for building that beautiful range. And, you know, there's no better feeling than that. You know, we saw it at the conference.
Yes,
too.
Absolutely. And it's a situation here, I think, where it was so needed, and it was New Jersey lacked a decent place, and to have such a stellar place to come for the outsider, the first timer, you can see it in their faces as they walk through the door how amazed they are.
Yes, it's a great feeling. And thank everybody, all my supporters, customers, clients, Gun for Hire family and alumni. Thank you.
Second Amendment Minute, up now. You're listening to Episode 4 of Gun for Hire Radio's Second Amendment Minute, arming you with the truth about guns and gun rights so you won't be defenseless when you find yourself arguing with idiots. I'm Sandy Berardi. Well, last week, within hours of the killings at the community college in Oregon, President Obama stepped to the White House lectern and, admittedly without any of the facts, shamelessly politicized yet another tragedy. What was to blame? Well, according to the president, Hillary Clinton, the left-leaning media, and hell, even the killer's father, it was the gun that was the culprit. And had absolutely nothing to do with the Satan-worshipping, jihadi-supporting, media-craving, left-leaning, psychopathic killer. No mention at all was made by the president or Hillary Clinton that Christians were being singled out for execution. Nor was any attention paid to the fact that yet another freewheeling killing spree was committed in a government-mandated or institutionally sanctioned gun-free zone. Ah, yes, the unintended consequences of the follies of the common sense gun safety laws, courtesy of the gun ban crowd and their well-funded minions, who, in the guise of making America a safer place, wish to ban all guns because it worked so well with cocaine and heroin. And confiscating and banning guns is not without precedent for its effectiveness. The president turned to Britain and Australia as shining examples of how safe a country can become once guns are banned and confiscated. Well, since we've heard enough fabrication, lies, and downright BS from our president and UN Secretary General hopeful,
And Hillary Clinton, who cares so much about innocent children that she has come out on multiple occasions in support of full-term partial birth abortions, responsible for the murder of 3,000 innocent babies each and every day. So what do you say we shed a little truth on the matter? The so-called common sense and modest gun laws in Britain and Australia that the president refers to aren't common sense or modest at all, but rather simple confiscation and outright bans. In 1996, the Australian government confiscated hundreds of thousands of personally owned firearms as part of their new, quote, common sense gun control laws. And in 1997, British citizens were forced to turn over their handguns for destruction, rendering them completely defenseless. So is this what Obama is suggesting should happen to the estimated 300 million firearms owned by American citizens? Is this what he means by common sense, modest regulations, and changing our laws? Well, of course it is, because since the bans, both Britain and Australia have become free of gun violence. Well, not exactly. After the British handgun ban was implemented, crime committed with guns actually skyrocketed, and the ban has done little to reduce overall homicide rates. The same is true for homicides committed with firearms in Australia. In fact, in 2009, the United Kingdom was found to be the most violent country in Europe. Gee, maybe the problem isn't the gun at all. Suppose I give you some true statistics and let you decide. Last week's killings were, once again, committed in a gun-free zone, as have been all mass shootings, with only two exceptions since 1950. Want a little common sense here? How about this? When was the last time you heard about a mass killing at a gun range or a police department? Nope, likely not going to happen, because mass killers are cowards. Time after time, the statements of the killers themselves explain why they chose gun-free zones as their venues to do their killing. The Charleston killer's own diary revealed the fact that his first target was Charleston College, but he was worried that there was armed security there, so they might be able to stop him before he could kill as many people as he could. The Batman movie theater killer first chose the Denver International Airport as his target, but he too was worried about the possibility of armed resistance. Seven theaters were showing the Batman movie that night. Only one was posted banning citizens from carrying concealed weapons. The killer drove past four theaters to choose that one. In the case of the Canada shooting, on the killer's Facebook page, he had posted multiple statements making fun of gun-free zones. The fact is that these killers crave media attention, and they know the best way to get it is to kill as many people as they can. And the best place to pull it off is in a gun-free zone where they can continue to kill without fear of being shot themselves. So is it the gun that's to blame? Or could it be the gun-free zone? Or maybe, could it be the media? Their thirst of blood for the makings of a front-page story, and their willingness to play right into the killer's plans to become an instant celebrity. Now that you have the facts, you decide. This Second Amendment Minute was brought to you by Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks like an innocent little lipstick, but it will instantly drop any attacker to his knees so she can get away unharmed. When she can't carry a gun, make sure she carries a Lipstick Bodyguard. 100% made in the USA and available at lipstickbodyguard.com. Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, crank it up, it's Gun for Hire Radio.
We're back, and yeah. I wanted to talk a little bit about Well, don't forget to come for a 300 blackout cupcake or shoot an apple off my head or a pumpkin explosion. I don't like anything pumpkin spice, although I think my picking up chicks is going to get better. I just got the new limited edition pumpkin spice chloroform in.
Oh, good. Excellent. Yeah, that's so it should help your dating. Yeah, very nice.
Let's talk a little bit, because it seems to be on everybody's mind. Let's talk a little bit about active shooters. And one of the things I wanted to talk about
again.
Is, yeah, well, we do a class civilian response to an active shooter, but a couple of things to remember is, you know, always be aware of your environment and any possible dangers. Active shooter could happen in a mall, a hospital, workplace, schools, and, you know, you should always know where exits are. Always pick out where you're seated with your back to a wall so you know what's going on. You know, because if you're sitting with your back to the door, if there's an active shooter, there's a chance that you're never going to hear the one with your name on it because you're going to get the first one.
Right.
And, you know, people say that we're paranoid. I just say I'm in condition yellow, which is a heightened state of awareness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To always be in a heightened state of awareness. And an active shooter is usually an individual engaged in, you know, killing or attempting to kill people in a confined or populated area, usually with firearms. And Ben Carson said, rush the bum. And Colandro said 3 years ago, rush the nut. You know, you're probably better off. You know, most of these active shooters tend to be pencil-necked nerds, you know, that are kind of geeky, and they're not expecting anyone to face off to them.
Well, because their training has always been on either simulator, video game, that sort of thing.
No one's ever touched
Nobody's ever touched them. Yeah.
So, you know, we talked about the theater shooting where if you were to throw a big gulp or a thing of popcorn in the air and then rush the nut, you could probably overpower them. And then what happens is you get this pack mentality. If you jump them, all of a sudden it becomes pile on the rabbit.
Right.
All right. But someone has to take the initiative. Someone has to have a set of stones to do it.
Right.
And that might have to be you, male or female. I'm telling you, a woman rushing up and shoulder bumping one of these freaking nuts, knock them over, won't be able to load the magazine. Then maybe a man or two will snap out of the fight or flight reflexes thing.
Right.
He'll snap out of the flight and get into the fight and help you. But it's not easy to do, but you have
courage
to keep your
mind.
Courage is
contagious.
Then. Yes. And, you know, usually they're selecting victims at random. They
Absolutely.
Might come in to kill one professor, let's say, but then everybody else, it's just a target-rich environment.
Look at this guy here. This is one guy who kind of slipped it up. The fact that the media doesn't report it is he was singling out Christians and killing Christians.
Correct.
So he was highly selective
Correct.
In his target base. But typically, it's not the case. Typically, they really just want to make the big scene and get as much media attention as they can.
Correct.
Because that's part of their game.
You know, our government government website for active shooter.
That's
chief,
a farce.
As a last resort and only when your life is in imminent danger should you take action.
Right.
Should you attempt to incapacitate or act with physical aggression and throw items at the shooter. Are you kidding me? What are you going to do, throw a chalkboard eraser? Rush the nut.
Right.
And not at the last minute, the second it starts.
Yes.
Oregon was rushed by the military veteran who got shot 5 or 7 times.
Right.
But he rushed the kid and stopped other people from getting killed.
And the Paul Blart mall cop stopped the other veteran from bringing his firearm. He ran out to his car to get his firearm. He was on his way bringing it back, and Paul Blart stopped him and
Correct.
Said, you can't take that gun in there. Oh,
Correct.
Really? Well, there comes a time where you have to do what's right, no matter what.
Correct. Correct. So the other thing is now, if you hear shooting going on again, most people don't know what it sounds like. Everybody interviewed sounds like firecrackers.
No.
If you're in an environment, a mall or something, and you hear something that sounds like firecrackers, it's probably not firecrackers.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
If people are running, you better have an escape route or a hiding route. We talk about it in our active shooter course, silence your devices.
Right.
If you're hiding under them fur coats in Nordstrom and the nut is walking by and your Donald Duck ringer goes off, he is going to kill you where you're hiding.
Right, exactly.
So it better be on silent. You also better remember what to do when the police come to the scene because they don't know if you're the active shooter or you're pretending to be a victim, but you're an active shooter. You better have your hands where law enforcement can see them. Keep your fingers spread and visible all the time. Avoid any quick movements. Don't scream or yell or run towards officers. Remember, these guys and girls are on edge, too.
Right.
I always talk about the Garden State Plaza. They're friggin' trying to search 2 million square feet of retail.
All right.
Okay?
Right,
and they know there's an active shooter.
Right. And they know and they've been trained, because look at what happened in Africa, in the mall in Africa. Literally, the shooters, the actors, came out pretending to be victims.
Correct.
Pretending to be, you know, part of the crowd.
Correct. That's why you see everybody getting searched after the crime scene, because they don't know who's real or who's a poser there. But, you know, if you're laying down and law enforcement comes by with their AR-15s, with their flak jackets, with their trauma plates on and everything, they're going to look at you and they're not expecting you to talk because they don't want to give up locations. But they might point to you and finger, like, what's going on? If you knew which way the shooter was going, you should point and mouth off bad guy or whatever. But, you know, you have to know how to act. No quick motions, no quick movements. Keep your hands visible.
No reaching in your pockets.
All the time. Correct. And do whatever the officer tells you with hand signals or not. But it's important that you remember, you and your loved ones, to silence the cell phone. It's important. There's power in numbers. It is important to keep your back to a wall. It's to know where the emergency exits are. Now, who really knows where emergency exits are in a mall? I don't freaking know. You don't know where you're going to get stuck or where you're going to get caught. There, but for the grace of God, I still, for the life of me, do not understand how we have not been a victim in a target-rich environment in this country.
It's coming. Yet. It's coming. We know that. We know that ISIS cells are pretty much everywhere. We know that all federal law enforcement right now has under their surveillance in all of 50 states. Up until last week, it was 49 states. Alaska did not have an ISIS terror cell in it. They're now tracking an ISIS terror cell in Alaska.
Amazing.
So
amazing when you think about it.
It's going to happen. We speak about this all the time, and it's not this, you know, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. This is real.
Well,
and
yeah.
You really need to prepare for this, and you need to prepare your family for it.
Way back when I had my other tactical trader instructors working for me, they were saying 5 years ago on the radio show,
absolutely,
they couldn't believe
that it hasn't happened
hasn't
yet.
And it's 5 years later, and you know, we see these small active shooter things. We see the recruiting station getting shot up.
Right.
And I think it's just a matter of time. Seriously, what would it take for two lone wolves to get together and walk into a mall and back to back and start shooting and then pull the ripcords on their vests and blow up? And what would it do to our economy?
Right. Exactly.
And what would it do to our society as a whole? Then we would adopt the Israeli mindset where we would see armed military.
No, you don't think it would happen? No, it's going to take much more than that.
Wow. I don't think so.
Yeah, this country is just, you know, the people in this country.
No, but I think pocketbooks, because if the malls see a huge drop, the politicians will feel the pressure.
But what will be the solution? The solution will be an all-out gun ban. You know, and this can happen. It doesn't have to happen. It happened in Britain. You banned guns in Britain. So what did they do?
Nice.
They start lopping heads off in the town square.
You know, we talk about how shitty we treat our veterans that come back. We got trained veterans, battle-hardened veterans.
Right.
They could be doing hospital, mall, airport security, employing them.
Right.
School security, college and campus security, and everything. And if anybody's been to Middle Eastern countries, you'll see it's on every street corner. I've been to Egypt too. The military walks around. They have the tourist police that walk around. And I'll tell you what, it's going to happen here eventually.
Right.
But unfortunately, it's going to happen when it's too late, because
we're going to wake up when it's too late.
Remember what happened in Russia with the school?
Right.
You know, I was trying to think of the name of it right now. It's not coming to me. I read the book.
Well, they're Chechen rebels.
Chechen rebels, yes. So October 16th, Evan Knappen will be here with his gun law seminar. Get into it. Protective Pen, October 18th, Sunday. All right?
Perfect solution for just what we were talking about.
Yes. Then we have Urban Pistol 1 at Cedar is sold out. Sorry. Urban Pistol at Cedar, November 7th. Cedar Urban Pistol 2, November 22nd. Use of Force at Woodland Park Range, November 30th. Low Light, No Light at Woodland Park Range, November 23rd. Back by Popular Demand, Protective Cane, November 4th at Woodland Park Range. Then we have NRA Instructor Classes, BIT, Pistol, Rifle, Shotgun, the month of November. RSO Classes, November 29th, December 5th. Thank you all for your support for the SafeCon. Thank you for fundraisingwrestling.com. Cupcake sale coming soon. I'll see you when I get back from China.
Going to inspect the wall. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license to Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Next week, Evan Knappen co-hosts the show, so tune in. Anthony's going to be inspecting the Great Wall. Each one, reach one, we say it all the time. It is time for us to come together now because the Second Amendment is under attack from every single direction. If you are a Second Amendment supporter, if you're a gun owner, if you really believe in your rights, go out, introduce someone else to our sport, get them involved, get them listening to this show. We'll take care of it for you. We love you guys. Winston, it's time to do your thing. We'll see you guys next week. To go shine.